بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ورسوله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان. وقال سبحانه وتعالى كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت والعاجز من أدعى نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. All praise due to Allah جل جلاله عما نواله. Allah Ta'ala is a creator and a sustainer. Nothing in the world come on his own. The world not created on his own. It was not any power beside Allah's power for this world to get into existence. It was not any bang. If it was a bang, because of bang world came into power, there's so many bangs happened after that, no other world came existence. So no bangs brought the world, is Allah Ta'ala brought the world into existence. Allah Ta'ala created everything. Allah Ta'ala created the animals. Allah Ta'ala created us. Allah Ta'ala creates fruits, vegetables, everything for our needs. Salat and salam in abundance from the most beloved creation of Allah, Muhammad Mustafa, Ahmad Mustafa, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ummati ajma'in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us in this dunya. He sent us in this world. We already came in this world, whether we happy or not happy, whether we agree for our existence or we have reservations about it, there is no choice. We are already in the world. And you cannot go back where you're coming from. We are here and we are here. But everyone comes not to go back but to go forward. Everything can move backwards. Car will have a back, reverse gear can go back. Sometimes some people say some places the mountain you put the car neutral, it will go reverse on its own. The plane also somehow it gets reversed. Everything can get reversed, but life, there is no reverse. Piche nahi aage jana. Is moving forward, whether anybody likes it or don't like, whether a person believes or not. Those who are wrong-headed, everything they have objection. Any reality, they got something to talk against it. Even their hearts will say that no, it is a reality, it is a natural, whatever creates decision for us. But somehow they had, their nature is to oppose. So they will oppose, everything they oppose. But one thing no one has opposed and no one can oppose, that is a mort, that is a death. Death is a reality. Nobody can deny that living under the clouds, sky, we are on the earth. Similarly, mort and the death, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. And something which have no choice. Everybody has to leave this world. Everybody has to go through that channel of death. Person can be the richest of the rich or the poorest of the poor. Everyone has to leave this world. And everyone has come. كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. Everyone, everything get destroyed. Even the mighty angels, after everything get destroyed, Allah Ta'ala will say, He will say, Allah say to him, who remains now? He says, no one, me and you, Allah. So you also get destroyed, you also get destroyed. Everything has to perish, destroy. Only Allah Ta'ala Zat will remain. But a person healthy, person not healthy, person is sick, person is not sick, is not the medicine, is not the health, is not the food, is person. Allah Ta'ala has written a time for everyone to leave this world, and at that time, فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. Allah Ta'ala has written a fixed time. At that time, a person has to leave this world. Not a second before, not a second after. A king, mighty king, hundreds of thousands of acres of land controls. When they decided that today, I want to show my kingdom and my power, so everybody must see. So he says, bring a best garment. So people brought one, says no, no good. Brought another one, says no good. After a few, says okay, no, this is find the best garment he put on. He said, best horse. This lot, no. That lot, no. After some time, chose, this is the best horse. So he ride. He must have now a crown. And must have a good strong sword. So everybody sees, no, king. And the security is around. Now he is. Today he's going to march from one end to the other end. And everybody must see, look. How wealthy, how good, how strong. And everybody is wishing that my son, my grandson, one day become like this. Nobody can come near. Suddenly, a man appears from nowhere. Say, I want to talk to a king. Say, no, you can't go close to the king. He said, today nobody can stop me. And he crossed everyone and straight by his horse. And said, I want to talk to you. But in your ear, something secret I want to say to you. Say, what do you want to say? He took his mouth close to his ear. Say, I am a Malakul Maut. Now the eyes color change. Start shivering. Angel of death. So he know what it is, what he comes for. He comes to take away. He said, please, please, please. Few minutes. I want to see, last, I want to see my kingdom. I want to see my children, grandchildren. Last, just give me a few minutes. He said, you had enough time. We are amongst those that once we come and we are here, and you had no chance. Next thing, he was gone. So when the person has and something has, everything of this world has to go. A person came, the beggar. Lots of places you'll find, lots of things you learn from the beggars. Certain circumstances make them to do it. They don't like it. Not all, not everyone, but you get some professionals. But then you get real genuine. They are false. And sometimes they are sent by Allah Ta'ala to test you. This is dunya is a test. Allah give good health is also a test. That you see how high you can jump. Are you jumping in the disobedience of Allah or jumping to go to masjid? In the needs of the people of Iman, which side you jumping? Allah give you strength. But now how are you using? So good health is a test. Sickness comes is also a test. In a good health you make shukr, you get close to Allah. When the condition come where is not a good condition, every condition, small problem come. Before there was no lights, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's time, no lights like now, lamp. A strong wind blew, lamp went off. Allah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Now when we hear this today in our environment, if we hear somebody say, Inna lillahi, what we know? Immediately in our mind, somebody died. So Arad Aisha, our beloved mother, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, says, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was just the lamp went off and like you reacted like something great happened. He said, yes. A mu'min, that is the iman. Even the thorn pricks a believer and he has patience, Allah rewards him for it. This lamp went off even for the few minutes, you will put it on again. But we said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. O Allah, from you, whatever happens from you, I'm happy with your decision. You keep me sick, I'm happy. Health, I'm happy. Wealth, I'm happy. No wealth, I'm happy. Hazrat Ghaus Pak Rahmatullah Ali, we must not remember only eating time. But every teaching also must remember. What is teaching? Iman. The real Iman teaches the person and forces the person to have attitude with Allah Ta'ala. What attitude? That whatever condition Allah Ta'ala keeps me in, I am happy. Radha bil qada. Whatever condition. Ghaus Pak Rahmatullah Ali says, khana hai tab bhi shukar, na khana hai tab bhi shukar. Whatever condition Allah Ta'ala keeps, I am happy. So Allah Ta'ala brings conditions. Good condition, it also take us close to Allah Ta'ala. We make shukar, thank Allah Ta'ala. But some conditions we don't like it. Still say, oh Allah, I am happy. Because it's from you, you're still getting a reward. So thank Allah, you're getting reward. On the other hand, you have patience, don't complain, you're still getting reward. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to move towards Him. Prepare ourselves for the death, which is 100% no doubt in it. Anybody can have doubt in anything, but death, no doubt. So sometime through the shukr, you make your jannat, move towards your jannat. Sometime through sabr, move towards it. But every condition Allah Ta'ala brings for us to get close to Allah Ta'ala and prepare ourselves for the death. Whether prepare a person prepares or don't prepare, the death has to come. But if the person prepared, one great king, he's king, wealthy, so sometimes lots of work, stress. So they find somebody who they can make a mockery joke. So he found there was a Bahlul, his name was Bahlul. Outwardly, he's a person like lost. He's sickly, off. He says something, he says, no, you're mad, sick. So the person who is a mad, he talks anyhow, anything. So you make a mockery, make a joke with him. So one day he says, call him. lots of stress now. I want to release some pressure, make some jokes. Outwardly he was that person, but in reality he was not as mad. He was not. He was a very pious, close to Allah Ta'ala. But outwardly, as far as the people concerned, it's like got nothing to do with anything. He don't understand anything of this world. But his life carries on. So he says, I never see anybody more stupid than you. Oh Bahlul, you the most stupid. I never see anybody. See, look what you do. Sometime here, sometime you playing here, sometime you digging the ground there. I said, no problem. So he had one stick, asa. He said, take this, and who you find anybody more stupid than you, this you must give it to him. Bahlul said, no problem. He took it and he went away. But he remembered. 1 year, 2 years after some time went, he got a message that king is on the last lap, deathbed. Any time going to go. So now the Bahlul came. Now people, all the security, everybody was told, certain people, they are most welcome, you allow them any time. Some people, because they've got some contacts, they do some work for me, or some solve my problem. Some people make a mockery joke with them, so they are allowed. So the security says to the king, Bahlul came to see you, say welcome, call him. And he coming with the same stick what he gave him some years back. Supposed to give to the person who is more stupid than him. Now, Basha, kya hal hai? Basha, salamat? How are you feeling? No. See, look, I'm going now. Say, where are you going? Going the journey. Which journey? Akhirat, you don't know everything. You tell you stupid you. Dying now, you say, where I'm going? Say, yes, where are you going? Akhirat. Journey, say, yes. You prepared? So what prepare? He say, and every time you had to go anyway, you prepare, you send your intelligence service to go see, no danger. Even you're going for 5 days, make sure everything is okay, security, your bedding, your food, everything is sorted out. So much preparation, every journey you went, so much preparation you made. You are saying, this is a very long journey and there is no comeback. So small, small journey, you prepared all the preparation, and now you're saying this journey, big journey, you saying no preparation. He said, this is a stick for gift for you. Now the king says, now he realized, he was stunned, because he knew what he did. He knew what he told him. He says, I never, now he can't do anything, last moment now. So now he took advantage, he says, I look for the people more stupid than me, I never find. Only person I find more stupid than me is you. So this is for you. All the journey, small, short, short distance journey, few days journey you prepared, long journey you never prepared. So this is a stick as to come back to you. Now the king says, Bahlul, main tujhe samajhta tha ki tu bewakoof hai, lekin tu sabse bada hoshiyar. I all along I thought that you are stupid, but now today I realize that you are more intelligent than me and everybody. Preparation for akhirah. What we are told, a person who is a believer, naturally person knows what Allah wants from me. Allah wants from me, do this, do this, do this, do this. Allah Ta'ala don't want me to do this, do this, do this. My clothing is like this, my dressing like this, my eating, my walking, my talking, everything, we understand. Lots of time people ask, but the answer comes from the bottom of the heart. Iman is there, give first, Iman gives the answer. This is right, this is not right. Iman gives the answer. The person, but there is something overpowers everything. We know wrong, but still we go. We insan. Allah made us a human being. Best of the creation of Allah Ta'ala. But it's still lots of things insan is doing now is like animals. Even sometimes Allah in the Quran says that you can stoop to so low, become worse than the animals. I was doing research on this animals. You get in Arabic also, you get kitabs, Hayatul Haywan, life of animals. So certain animals, sometimes you see lots of things insan resembles, insan doing what the animals are doing. I came across 3 different species of monkeys. I saw the hairstyle. 3 different kinds of monkeys I saw. Their hairstyle exactly same like our people are doing it today. I said, Subhanallah. The kuffar has made us, first made us believe that you come from monkey. He said, no, we're not from monkey. Our forefather Adam alayhi salam. We never come from monkeys nation, we're not monkeys. He said, okay, you don't believe, but I will make you look like a monkey. But today people proud. Normal haircut, you pay so much, but that monkey haircut, sometimes you don't even know. Insan has become so low. When I saw it, I saw second time, 3 times, 4 times, I said, I'm looking right, exactly same. When we say, no, Marana, it's a fashion. This is a fashion, monkey. And Masa is not like that. That khinzir don't have those styles. Warna wo bhi aa jayega. Wo kakyo paing to khinzir se aata hai. Kaji sahab? Allah taala hifazat farmaye hua. Fikr-e-uqba ki kar. Urdu samajhte na. Aaj hi bekhabar. Fikr-e-uqba ki kar. آج ہی بے خبر کل تو کل کل کی کل کا بھروسہ نہیں worry about آخرت today. Our علماء sometime they say shares kalam, not mine, this worry about آخرت, worry about death. Time will go. Shaitan says, no, tomorrow, the tomorrow never come. Everything? No, still I'm young. Nowadays, there is more children are dying than young and old. So what guarantee we have that what we're going to see? Therefore, we are insan, we human being. But we have to say to ourselves, now month of Rajab began. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa sha'abana wa balighna Ramadan. After every salah, we being reminded. Wa Allah give us blessing in the month of Rajab. And the next month, Sha'aban, and make it easy possible for us to witness month of Ramadan. Lots of janazas will start now. Last week, a non-believer. He says, isn't Ramadan coming? I say, yes. But he said, not lots of janaza, not lots of deaths. I say, Ya Allah, look. A non-Muslim, he knows, before Ramadan, more and more will come. More and more janaza. He said, no, still wait, one more month, next month. So they also know, we don't know whose name is next. Everyone has to go. Say to ourselves, Oh Allah, make it easy for me. I must love death. I must love to die. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whether we like it or not, we have to die. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam teaching us a dua, Oh Allah, death must become a beloved to believers. Everyone who believes that I am a Rasul of Allah, he must love the death. Because death is a bridge where the beloved meets beloved. What a beautiful example Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave. Al-mautu jasirun. Death is a bridge. It makes the beloved reach, meet the beloved. Without death, a person is on this side. There is a river full of crocodiles. There is a bridge over it. You will not be walking in the water, you will go cross. And if there is no bridge, you can't go. That side of the beloved is waiting. On the other hand, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, remember, this life, for the believer, this life is a prison. And for us, for the Jannat is a Jannat for the kafir. So if we see the kafir enjoying, mustn't get carried away and mustn't feel that, no, I'm a Muslim, I'm reading namaz, but why I'm in trouble? No, this is the life, this is the prison for you. Your best life is waiting in akhirat. This dunya is a jannat for the kafir, disbeliever. Akhirat, there is no enjoyment. So conditions will come. When the bad condition come, don't move away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the good condition come, don't forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we speak of Qubaqi kal, aaj hi bekhabar, kal tukar, kal ki kal ka bharosa nahi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us understanding. Once again, dua must remember, teach our children, teach our family also. Allahumma barik lana fi rajab wa sha'ban wa ballighna ramadan. Wa life, make it easy for us. Blessed month Rajab, Sha'ban, make it easy to reach. And if we have to go from this world before Ramadan, wallah, take us with iman and afiyat. Allah give us tawfiq to make amal.